Boo, 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 bop.
Hey, everybody. Thank you very much to whatever her name is, Deidre. Wow. I'm sorry for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6:02. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. The Mascot Wedding Show is coming up. I should tend to mention, though, it's a membership drive. 472-5667. Let's get those phones going. Please help out co-op. Mac, what are we going to hear?
We're going to start the show with the Royal Bangs Grass Helmet off of their upcoming album, Flux Outside. 472-5667. That is a number. Do the right thing or be guilty later, I guess. Right? Is that a good thing? Are we starting off the show hot?
Off to a hot start.
Okay, good. Well, then more of that later on. Mascot Wedding.
Look out, the time is 6:05 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, the phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. But today is not the day when you call in and talk to us. Today is the day when you call in and pledge your support for Co-op Radio because it is our spring membership drive.
That took a lot of courage. I don't know if you know this, but our friend and colleague Mac Blake
is... That's me.
Yes. He is having a little bit of laryngitis today, so...
Yes, that is why I sound terrible. It is because the devil is in my throat. And please imagine it got there in the most graphic way possible. You'll have to listen to this for the entire show. But you know what will make me feel better? We'll bring some warmth to my heart and some soothing metaphorical salve to my throat.
Right.
That's a thing, right?
Sure it is.
Is if you call in 472-5667, 472-KOOP, and pledge your support for us and for Co-op Radio. Because it's membership drive. This is only one or two times a year where we take a break from our normal programming and do pretty much our normal programming.
Mm-hmm.
But we also ask for your donations.
Yes.
Because your donations keep the station going. If not... we'd all be in our own bathroom singing to our scrub brushes, or I prefer a body wash bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Is when I do the radio show in my shower.
I prefer to sing to whoever I'm in the shower with.
Okay. Please don't make me laugh. That hurts.
Actually. I would hate to do that during this hour.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Let's keep it serious.
Okay.
Darfur. No. And so we got a lot of fun planned today in order to inspire you to donate money.
Yes.
We have... two special and studio guests. One of them, who I'm looking at right now, hosts Hip Hop Hooray on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
the lesser of the 2 days in terms of co-op's weekend broadcasting.
She puts the week in weekend.
Yes.
W-E-A-K.
Yes. Miss Manners.
Yay. Gee, thanks, guys.
What time is your show on?
Isn't this stuff you should have kind of researched?
I could have said
before
it
before you invited me here.
I know to teach you how to program a radio station.
We know what time, but we're saying for the listeners out there who don't know, what time is your show on?
It's on at 2 p.m.
And what is it about?
It's about to be up your butt.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
You came into
it.
Our show.
I said it.
And you're already bringing Barnacle Talk in.
Guess
here.
What?
That's instantly the most graphic thing I've ever said on this
Seriously.
Show.
We've been doing this for 3 years.
And I've heard your show, guys, and honestly...
yeah, clean radio for clean people.
You're not that clean.
Not your... anyway.
No, my show is Hip Hop Hooray. It's on at 2 p.m. on Sundays, and it is a pleasure to be here, especially once you guys leave, because, I mean, co-op is great. Co-op mm-hmm. is awesome. Co-op is community radio, run by volunteers, owned by our members. It's actually cooperative. But it's a shame that we have Saturday, because really, the weakest part of the schedule.
What are we talking about? Saturday comes correct.
You know,
we crush
it.
We crush it.
We're Summit Saturday.
Hey,
top of the mountain.
Guess what time it is, Leah?
Don't tell me what time
Big
it is.
Big hands on W. It's winning time.
Winning time.
It's winning
right
time.
There.
Time to win.
Yeah.
Really?
That's all we do.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I can stand on the mountaintop of Sunday, and I'm looking down on you.
Yeah, on Art Baker's shoulders.
Mascot Wedding. Wow. Mascot Wedding listeners, you got to take this kind of crap.
Seriously.
You take this crap.
Come
She's
on.
Calling you scum.
In fact,
yeah.
you know
She's
what?
She's calling you scum right now.
I'm willing to lay down money.
Oh. here we go.
That there are not listeners out there to support you guys.
That's okay. Interesting because you usually are so tight-fisted.
It's mm-hmm. True.
Yes.
I would not put out a dollar for a homeless person on fire.
Yeah. You wouldn't even spit on him.
You know we're trying to raise money for the studio, right?
So. Wait, who? No. So I want everyone out there, challenge me. I'm laying down, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. $25, which is to me is virtually $1 million.
It is.
On the fact that no one calls in to support this station in Mascot Wedding right now at 472-5667. That's 472-KOOP. If you're long distance, 888-917-KOOP. So, prove me wrong. Yeah. Prove to me that, this is not winning time, as you guys like to say, and that Sundays are definitely the better day. Obviously the better day.
Yeah. Call up and show this scumbag what's what.
Yeah, seriously. Let's take this dirt ball outside and sweep it away.
By the way, a little bit of business. I'm sorry. I start off the show by playing Royal Bangs.
Yes.
Grass Helmet off of their forthcoming album. They'll be here for South by Southwest, BTW. Mm-hmm. So, if you're out and about. Also, if you do want to talk to us during today's show, mascotwedding@gmail.com. You write it, we will see it, and read it on air. However, if you send us an email about something and you want us to read on air and you have not pledged, there's no way I'm reading that thing.
Good night, sweet prince. We're not reading it.
And now that hullabaloo's over. We have a second.
Oh, it's not over.
We have a second in studio.
Because I'm about to say one thing. 472-5667, 472-KOOP to pledge right now in support of Mascot Wedding.
Of course. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have a second special in studio guest. He is part of the improv troupe / sketch comedy troupe / comedy explosion, Midnight Society. He also performs with Master Pancake Theater. Mm-hmm. And he's also one half of Gilstrap and Ramirez. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lance Gilstrap.
Yes.
Hello. Hello to both of you. And you.
Three of you. She's lesser.
And by you, who do you mean, Lance? Run the radio here. Use your words.
All three of you.
Okay, there you go.
All three people?
Is there a word like both that means three?
All thrine of you. That's okay, from the old
let's
English.
Let's do that one.
All thrine.
I want to write that sentence down and look at it. Is there a word? Oh, wow. I don't know why that was enough words to just pop that switch in my brain.
Thank you very much, Lance. This is your first time on the show.
Yes, it is. Number one.
Are you nervous at all?
A little bit, but mostly just because of all the machinery.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
I fear technology.
Okay.
That explains why you showed up on foot today.
Yes.
Leading a horse. Why didn't you ride it?
Well, because I also fear spines.
Okay, that's true.
Well, the horse is an intricate animal. It's got a lot of physical machinery in it. So
I will not be taking the horse back now.
Well, I'm sorry to frighten you.
You didn't really take it here. You just let it here.
Yeah. But it did not drink. I'm sorry.
Hey, we have another small bit of business to attend to.
Yes.
A Mascot Wedding show segment we call We Did It.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
All right. And this edition of We Did It, hey, guess what? Guess who reached their goal? The Kickstarter campaign to put that RoboCop statue up. We did it.
Yeah.
We did it. We mentioned it. We mentioned it on the air last week, and it happened. And even though, I'll just say it. I'm pretty sure that they got the Mascot Wedding bump.
Yeah.
Because they were well below their goal we mentioned on Saturday, and then bam, powered through.
That's right. And they got pledges from all over the nation, which is where our radio show reaches. So you're welcome, I guess, even though I wasn't completely on board with it.
Why weren't you on board with it?
Because it was stupid. It was like, because Detroit is so sad as it is. And this is the thing that they're holding on to. Like, we have to sit through enough of their commercials and enough of their stuff where it's like, hey, come on, guys, we're still a city, right? And now, they're doing this sort of stunt. Like, they're building a statue.
Well, who's they?
The city of Detroit.
But they're not going to do it. Just because you raise money for it through a Kickstarter doesn't make the city do it.
Well, here's the thing. It's not the city. There's a free art space.
Right.
And they've already got an artist who's working on it. And when you say they, the city, it's not. It's these people who pledge the money. And if they wanted to make it happen, they got enough money, they did it.
Right.
Look, if you got a problem with it and you want to, that money should be going to help people, start your own Kickstarter campaign. Don't fight the darkness, light a candle. Oh, I'm done.
Those headphones cost money. No, I mean, I understand it wasn't the city of Detroit, capital C, capital D. I understand it was a lowercase city of Detroit, the people of Detroit. But it was also, and it, actually, you know what? Here's what I'll say. It probably wasn't even the people of Detroit. A lot of it was, once this story went nationwide, it was like jerks just having fun with Detroit, saying, oh yeah, we'll get this up to 50 grand and we'll get them this stupid statue. So I feel bad in that regard, but
you know what? That's kind of an awesome idea.
to like spite Kickstarters?
No, spite other cities. Yeah, like what name is Lance? Where's one place you're not particularly fond of?
Dallas.
Okay.
Let's say we started a campaign to build a statue of a guy with a shirt that says Dallas on it, and some other guy's kicking him in the nuts, square in the jewels. We find some like somebody's garden we could put it in. Cost $50,000. Take that, Dallas.
Well, we've got to tie it in to Dallas a little better. Like if we were to start a Kickstarter, because you know we sort of have to mask it behind this facade of like sincerity. So like if we started a Kickstarter campaign saying, for $100,000, we will build a statue of Michael Irvin in his fur coat going to that prostitution trial with his go-to-hell sunglasses on. I think that would be hilarious. And it'll also be like honoring the really, really dark and shady period in the Cowboys' history.
Well, how about we make it a little less specific and just it's a statue of a person putting like $20 into a stripper's G-string.
I like that. I have good
memories. Oh, man. I forgot to tell you people. For every pledge we get today, we got a special thing we're doing. Hey, who's Lance? Do you ever listen to KUT?
Sure.
Do you know who's the guy that comes on at 9 p.m. right in the morning when you still want to? You like, man, I'd still like to hear some news.
9 a.m.
Excuse me, 9 a.m. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'd still like to hear some news, but instead it's this goofball. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
John Haley, Eclecticos.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he started this or not. And the only reason, the only hint that he might have is because the Twitter address is twitter.com/eclecticos, but there is a Twitter feed called Bleep John Ailey Says. And if you know the show, you know I love to make fun of him. And so for every pledge we get, I will read three, and these are things John Ailey has actually said on the air. I will read three of these, or I'll just read some in my John Ailey impression. So for every pledge that comes in, you get a John Ailey tweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And plus, for $25, you get the mascot winning show, winning time fun pack, which is something we offered last membership drive. And since we're still working on it, we figured might as well double up.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Miss Manners, are you scoffing on us? What's going on?
I would never scoff.
Yeah.
You better not. Me? Scoff? Never.
It's supposed to be positive here.
But hey, if you bump that $25 up to $60, you're also eligible for our fantastic new seasonal t-shirt, essentially a parody of Robert Indiana's great love statue in Philadelphia. But hey, it has KOOP. Instead of LOVE, it's all about Love Your Radio this month on Co-op. So give us a call, 472-5667, 472-KOOP. And hey, if you're listening online, as I can tell some people are.
That's right. I got the feed thing open.
Yeah, you're already there. Just go to KOOP.org and click donate now. And hey, it's so simple.
How
so
about easy. This? How about we start a Kickstarter campaign? And it's in that that statue, what did you say, Robert Indiana?
Mm-hmm.
So it says love on it in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Right next to it, we put another statue that says big butts. Pretty great, huh?
How about for another 50 grand, we'll have a statue of Sir Mix-a-Lot built right next to it.
Wow.
Standing on top of that weird bun stage that was in the video. I like that. You're nodding. That does.
How about this, Lance? Lance, where are you from?
Norman, Oklahoma.
Norman, Oklahoma.
Already the home of the James Garner statue.
Oh, awesome. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
From Maverick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a joke, right?
No, that's absolutely true. And there's the James Garner Corridor is in Norman, Oklahoma.
Wow.
Right next to the Vista, which has been shut down because it's sunk into the ground and leaning over.
That's Norman. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, so the James Garner statue exists.
Yeah.
You know, when people said that, I thought they were just being funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. It really exists.
You know, if I can cut you off, I was actually doing some research on this before the show, and there are several like odd statues out there. Like in Milwaukee, they finally approved the Fonzie statue.
Hey.
In Minneapolis, there is a Mary Tyler Moore statue.
What? Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Is she throwing her hat in the air?
She is.
That is sexy.
And then there's outside of the bus terminal in New York, there's the Ralph Cramden statue. So there's a lot of these.
Bus terminal.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a statue in New Orleans of Ignatius J. Riley.
Is there really?
Wow.
Confederacy of Dunces. Or at least there was last time I was there. And when I saw that, I got super happy.
That's awesome.
I think it was in an art gallery, though. So it may not have been like a municipal thing.
Mm-hmm. So Norman, Oklahoma. Okay. Home of the University of Oklahoma.
Correct.
Boomer Sooner.
Don't they already have a statue like Jason White and the other Heisman Trophy winners?
Josh Heupel, I think. But
here's what I was suggesting.
Yeah.
And then we'll get to thank somebody. We'll start a Kickstarter campaign, and it'll be Lance, a statue of Lance on his couch, about to order a pizza. How about that?
Let's do that.
Okay, like now this. where's the local pizza place in Norman that you might order
pizza
from?
Shuttle.
Pizza Shuttle.
Pizza Shuttle.
I used to work at the Pizza Shuttle.
That's too good.
Nice.
So, since you are Norman's favorite son, you used to work at Pizza Shuttle.
I absolutely did.
Could we get a statue of you holding a steaming hot pizza pie?
Yeah, could we add, because our shirts had an astronaut hanging outside of a shuttle with a stack of pies. Could we add the shuttle and,
do these
and
shirts, put me in a... Do these shirts still exist?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm not allowed to talk about the price of things. Off air, we're going to need to talk about how I can get my hands
Lance, on Lance, I got a birthday coming up every year, in fact. And you got my next gift for pretty much all of them. I'm just going to wear them out every year. Pizza Shuttle. I hate you for not telling me that already. Hey, folks, guess who I don't hate? Whoever just pledged your support for Co-op Radio. Leah, Miss Manners, what do we got over there?
That's right. Mr. Will Blair called in to renew his membership. And, Will, you just cost me a fat $25.
Oh, yeah, there you go, Will. Stick it to women.
He's a hero of I know.
Monetarily.
Will. What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I was getting in the mood.
I know that guy, Will. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Will is a great guy, and he has opted for the awesome, fantastic, delightful co-op t-shirt, and of course the mascot wedding fun pack.
Oh, yes. You know what that guy gets?
Oh, here we go.
That guy gets some actual Johnny Ely tweets, or things he said. So of course I'm going to turn on my microphone and maximize my mouth noises. Here we go. I pretty much live on cheese. I know that would horrify you lactose-free people, but spaghetti without Romano cheese just isn't spaghetti. Here's another one. We live in Austin. We're Austinites. One you would never use is Denverite. Denvernians? I don't know what those people are called. There's this song by a favorite artist of mine, Bob Schneider. I read you the text once before, but you may not have been listening. There you go.
I want to say this. You're battling laryngitis right now. I wasn't sure how it would affect your John Ailey impression.
Yeah, it's gotten better, right?
It's gotten perfect.
Yeah.
That is perfect. Congratulations, everybody.
That is for you, William Blair. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Will. And, of course, there's a reason why Will called in. He knows that each week Mascot Wedding comes on, prepped and ready with another great comedy hour for everyone. Hopefully soon, another hour and a half, because, hey, these guys are professionals. They're not JB and the Douche the Morning Zoo crew.
Whoa!
They prep their show immaculately before every show, and they're all over town in comedy. They're members of Mascot.
Hey, I don't Mester. Know.
Can we talk about that?
We can talk about what you guys do outside of co-op.
Can we do that on the show?
You can. You just can't promote it.
Isn't that the same
thing? Are you kidding
me? No, it's not the same thing. You just can't announce that, hey, everybody come on down because I'm going to be here and there and blah, blah, blah.
So I could just tell stories about my time with other things out around town.
You can.
This show should be 4 hours long.
Really?
This show should be 4 hours long. Are you kidding me?
You just can't make it sound that appealing. Because, of course, Trust we are me. A nonprofit, non-commercial radio station, and we can't promote things.
I think, I don't
like
know.
That.
I think maybe it's just good if we don't.
Yeah, I think for the best. But anyway, That's but go tricky. Ahead, please. Throw.
Well, regardless, my point was that Mac and David are all over town making comedy.
What do we do? What do we do?
Tell us what we do.
Well, I've seen you guys as Hot Property in Cold Town.
You
are sometimes members of the Master Pancake Theater Troupe in various iterations in your stag
Correct.
Comedy
That's right.
Troupe. So you guys are out there practicing. You're putting on professional shows. You're making things happen around town. And then you bring it to co-op radio to be in people's living rooms, in people's cars, giving them what they stay on Saturday nights to listen to. So that's why we need to hear from everybody right now, 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Or if you're out of town, it's 888-917-KOOP to show your support for amazing comedy like this, even though it's not as good as Sunday.
How's that now? Yeah.
It's the truth.
Look, we're already on the board, okay? Where are you?
Yeah. Oh, just give me a chance.
I will.
That's right. And we get people like Lance Gilstrap over here.
Yeah.
This guy, you think he just does any radio station? No, he doesn't. He got asked by, what's that name of that show?
All of them. I've been asked by all of them.
Yeah. And what do you usually say?
N-O.
Yeah, that's right. That spells no, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is his Saturday evening. He's taking time out. He could have gone to see The Eagle with that one guy. Who was in movies?
Channing Tatum?
Yes, Channing Tatum. Yeah, he could have gone to see that. And who else is in that movie? That movie looks like it stinks.
It's that guy who was in King Kong.
Andy Serkis?
No, the guy that played like the...
You mean King Kong?
It was a really weird subplot in Peter Jackson's King Kong. It was like this boy, and he was like, I found him. He was feral, and like I raised him.
Will Ferrell's in this movie?
You're working against me right now.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm going to look up his name.
You guys
talk amongst yourselves.
Anyway, what I was saying was Lance had two tickets for that movie, and he said, no, I'm going to go to the Mascot Wedding Show and instead.
Which was dumb. I bought the tickets
And
then immediately decided I wasn't going to go to the movie.
I feel like I should have told you that, but I wanted you on the show. You were a big get, and thank you for being on here.
And we want to hear from everyone out there. For amazing guests like Lance, for amazing comedians like Mac and David, give us a call, 472-5667, 472-KOOP, and pledge your support of community radio right now.
I like it when you show me respect. That feels good.
Show you what?
Respect.
What? Never that, heard of it.
Oh, and you never will from me. How's that? Anyway, how are we doing on that name?
Real comedian.
Oh, I'm looking it up.
Okay. Let's talk more about the membership drive then. 472-5667.
You know, my favorite level is the sustainer level.
Is it now?
Yeah, it is. $10 a month or more. And just for a whole year, it gets taken out of your Visa, MasterCard, or Discover. And super easy. And you could get a dashboard sunshade from Co-op, which you just put in the windshield of your car, keeps it cool. Hot summer days in Austin, you spend less money on gas because you're not using as much air conditioning. This thing saves you money in the long run. What? 472-5667. 472-KOOP.
Jamie Bell's like
Jamie Bell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember he was in King Kong? He played that guy?
He was in Billy Elliot.
Oh, he was Billy Elliot?
Yes.
The titular Billy Elliot?
Yes.
Hey.
The very same.
Easy.
Come on, let's keep it clean, all right? I don't know what kind of... Anyway.
All right, let's take a break.
Okay.
I'm sick of this. No, I'm not.
Comma, being sick.
Oh, that's true. What are we going to hear, David?
Played it earlier in the season. We'll play it again. Sort of a best of. This is Kelly Stoltz from the Two Dreamers album. This is Pinecone. More Mascot Wedding Show after this. And we're back with the Membership Drive Edition, week one of the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake. Special and studio guest,
Lance Gilstrap.
And Miss Manners.
I feel like you're holding up the show. Don't sabotage us.
You're right. I am holding it up on my shoulders.
Oof. That's probably not good. You might get hurt.
I'm really
again.
Getting tired from carrying you guys.
That's right. For folks at home, it is our. We're just tuning in. Oh my gosh, I have a throat thing, obviously.
Yes.
You could hear that. But it's also Co-op's Spring Membership Drive. David, why don't you talk about that for a little bit?
Yeah, let's talk about it. 472-5667. Our goal for this season, or for this membership drive, is $62,000. We are in day two of it, and we are chipping away at it. We're what, 4,500 in? 4,000 in?
We're at 4,100 in, and you know what? I think we can make five during this hour.
Yes. Thank you for announcing that with 30 minutes to go.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah?
I think that you guys have roughly 5,000 listeners,
mm-hmm.
at least, that have a dollar in their wallet.
Yeah.
At least. So if every one of those listeners calls in right now at 472-5667 and even gives 25 cents,
mm-hmm.
we're talking goal met.
How's that now?
Easy. Do the math. Okay. 5,000, quarter, right? Easy.
Yeah, you said goal met. I thought you said gold men.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to see some gold-covered men.
Yeah.
Some tight washboard abs covered in gold.
You know what?
I like that with that voice. You do it well.
It's creepy.
You know, it sounds like you should be on a Chippendale stage.
Yes.
It sounds like. Doesn't look like.
Hosting a show called Sex Lecticos.
Hey, oh, speaking of, we had a gentleman call in with a lot of compliments for your John Ailey impression.
Oh, yeah? What did
he
say?
Yes, Michael Duncan became a new member.
Michael Clark Duncan? Yeah, celebrity!
Yes, the star of The Green Mile.
Yeah, co-star.
called in, became a new member, and he says, much love for the Ailey impression. So you're doing a good job. I don't think you should get well, Mac.
Wow.
I think you should stay sick for the job.
I want to see that balloon. Stay sick.
I made a Hallmark card for it. And of course, we had another call from Michelle Cochran. She says, this show is funny.
Yes. Thank you, Michelle.
Yes. And I know I'm not going to agree with her because I think mm-hmm. Sunday, fun day, honestly, a lot funnier.
Yeah, no, it's hilarious how you guys try to put on a radio show. You know what? Yeah, no, I did. This is like there's a lot of tension between us. We need to settle this one down.
Wait, so
yeah, I'll fight you.
Well, hold on, we got to give.
I have a cast I could beat you with.
Hold on,
we got to.
Oh, of course.
Shut up, Lance. Shut up. We got to give.
What?
That's right. It's studio guest Lance Gilstrap. We got to give this person their propers.
Yes,
two people. Who is the first one? Sorry.
Michael Duncan.
Okay, I almost called him. Okay, this one's for Michael Duncan. Michael Duncan, who, is he getting the Mascot Winning Time Fun Pack?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, which you get for a pledge of at least $25. Mm-hmm. So he's going to get some John Ailey tweets. You ready?
Yes.
This is my impression of John Ailey. I wonder what it signifies that in our time there are so many programs, movies, dealing with the supernatural. Vampires, werewolves, ghosts must mean something. How many people found the transition into another dimension by drinking poisoned wine along the years?
What is that?
If you went to the Met, this is from nine. This is 9 days ago.
Okay.
Sorry, that must be really loud. Okay, here we go. If you went to the matinee on Sunday, you'd be okay. But Friday night, it's going to be in the 20s, so you might not want to wear your kilt.
The hell was that?
That was for you, Michael Duncan.
Yay. Yay. Thank you, Michael Duncan.
And we have someone else?
Yes, Michelle Cochran.
Yeah,
Michelle Cochran.
Who is also getting our fabulous Mascot Wedding fun pack. Not, I actually don't want to be affiliated with it.
You love it.
So, the John Ailey tweets.
Would anybody else like to try one of these?
I think you're doing a great job.
I know, but it's just kind of what I do. Here's the John Ailey formula. I turn my microphone all the way up. I get really close to it. I go deep. I make gross mouth noises. And then I read what he says.
Lance, you want to give it a shot?
You want to give it a shot, Lance?
Yeah, I can try.
Right, here you go.
I'm terrible at impersonations.
That second one from the bottom seems pretty good.
Second okay. from the bottom.
All right, I'm going to turn you up. So no loud noises now, Lance. You'll destroy everyone's Bose speakers. Are you ready? You're turned up.
Generally, I think of sugar as poison. But when I hear sugar mama, that makes me want to go buy cookies.
That's very good. David, would you like to try?
I shall try.
Okay. All right, I'm turning you up right now.
All right. I got to see you. Tonight, clear, we'll finally get to see what the moon's been doing.
That's so gross.
And you know, he looked at the moon and went, there you are. Where you been?
Hello back, old friend.
Okay, I will do one, and then we'll move on with the show. All right. It's more moon stuff.
Awesome.
But the moon was very visible in the very clear sky night with those... Oh, wait, that wasn't what I wanted to read. Here we go. Well, I mean, you know, the air was crispier on Earth, and looking up, Orion and Sirius and all the other things up there in the sky.
The moon's been doing that. It's pretty good.
Yes.
And all those can be yours for a pledge to our membership drive. 472-566-7472-KOOP. Nationwide, 888-917-5667. We're also online, koop.org. Click the blue button on the left. Click the blue button on the left.
I just saw one I really want to read, so please,
yes,
someone else support. But hey, thanks for pledging.
Yes.
Let's keep the pledges rolling in. It's Manners. Before you want to give a little, stoke the flames a little.
What do you think?
I'd be happy to. So before everyone goes out on Saturday night to their Hideout Theater for improv, Cold Town for improv, their Cap City, their Velveeta Room, their Esther's Follies, their New Movement.
Their cocaine dealer.
Yeah, or if
to get
you're
some
me,
delicious cocaine.
Or if you're me, before you settle in for a nice night of Law and Order episodes, you get the amazing comedy of the Mascot Wedding Show right here on Co-op for free.
Wow!
There's no 2-drink minimum at 91.7 FM. There's no charge for their services, but that means that twice a year we come to you and ask you to support this amazing community resource by calling 472-5667. It's important to you. You laugh along with them every week. They show up every week to be your Saturday night date. So give them a call right now. 888 91.7 KOOP. You guys got the best Saturday night date for the Chronicle, right?
That's
yes.
years ago.
Yeah.
So I don't
it
know.
It expired.
I don't
think those expired.
I don't know who's the best Saturday night date right now, but it's not us anymore.
Well, I don't think they renamed a new one, so I think you're still carrying the crown.
So it's immortal.
Until, you know.
It's about time.
Until you have
it's
a challenger.
About time.
Well, if you call up right now, 472-KOOP or 472-5667 yes. and pledge your support for Co-op Radio, I will cough and extend my arm around you as if I'm stretching, but oh, it's right over your shoulder.
Yes, and if you send me a JPEG to my Twitter at @runawayvan, I will consider going on an actual date with you.
Guys, you don't need to sell yourself for community radio.
Please.
It sells itself.
Leah, please. It's something I want to do.
Hey, here in the Masco Wedding Show, we stay above the sweater, all right?
Exactly.
Or we stay over the sweater.
Yeah.
We're the over the sweater Saturday.
Yeah. We're your friends.
Or we were.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, and that's 472-5667. And we get to thank you on air, which is awesome. So, Lance, I know you're not too into sports.
Nope.
But you know that every year Sports Illustrated has their swimsuit issue, right?
Of course I know that.
Okay. And, it's still weird. Or maybe it's weird now. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know how it started back in the day when they were like, because the swimsuit issue... It helped put that magazine on the map, kind of.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And it made sense at the time. Like, you know, it hit during a period when there wasn't a lot of sports going on. Like, basketball is still in its dog days and baseball hasn't started up. So they needed something to fill. And so it made sense to, let's just throw a swimsuit issue out there.
And I go to SI.com a lot.
Yes.
I like it more than ESPN.com.
Absolutely.
Because ESPN wants to, like, pay for everything. And mm-hmm. everything is, like, it makes noise and videos start. And it's just really annoying website.
Yeah.
But SI.com now is like in the swimsuit issue. Like that's what, and so like I launched this thing and instantly there's these ladies in bikinis mm-hmm. all over the place
right.
on this website. And so let's say I'm, you know, supposed to be at work or something like that, mm-hmm. or I'm supposed to be paying attention and I'll just like open up this website really quick to see if there's some sort of sports content I could read and not murder myself. I get bikini ladies.
Yeah, it's a bit much. Like, it's very hard to play it off. Normally, if I'm at work, I'm just like, I'm just looking at scores or something. Or it might even look like a spreadsheet. And I can sort of get away with it. But yeah, when you go on SI.com for the next few weeks, there's no mistake and you're looking at naked ladies. Or almost naked. I'm sorry. But yes.
Yeah. But at the same time, these ladies are very pretty.
Oh, sure.
You expect me not to click on their pictorials? Because I am.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to look at them. But yeah, I don't need, like, I don't need other people seeing that.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell you something, though?
Yeah.
I actually have not clicked on their pictures.
I looked at that one lady, Irina, I don't know how to say her name.
Okay.
She's pretty.
But
then again, they all are. But here's the other thing, too, is they have a section called body paint.
Yes.
Who likes that?
I did when I was young, but now, like, I don't need it anymore.
How young?
Well, I'm 26.
I don't not like it, but it's not like I'm like, oh, man, body paint.
Yeah. Oh, man, you can kind of see stuff.
Yeah, because it's like this extra thick... You know, like paint
mm-hmm.
that goes over. The ladies are not wearing swimsuits. They're just covered in body paint.
Yes.
But here's the thing. It's not like these swimsuits they're wearing are like thick wool, you know?
Right.
Like they're pretty thin.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take a lot of imagination to like fill in the gaps. And so like body paint actually I think is just worse.
Right. Exactly. Worse. Wow. Thank you. But yeah. It's not for me anymore.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, that's all well and good, but you can get that off the front page, SI.com.
Right. Exactly. Bury it off to the side or just, why? I don't know.
Because here's the thing. There's the internet. People want to see that stuff. They can't not see that stuff.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
I don't need it from USI.
Do you need to carry the torch for this anymore? Like start a separate thing that's just bikinis or something. Actually, they did a really neat thing, or they had been doing a really neat thing that I tried to take advantage of. A few weeks before they released their swimsuit edition, they had a little note in their magazine that said, hey, if you subscribe to Sports Illustrated and you don't want the swimsuit edition, call this number. And so I did call that number, but then that's also when I found out that my subscription was going to expire anyway. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, I still took a stand. Like, I felt good about it.
Wait, you don't want the swimsuit issue?
No, I don't.
Why?
Why?
It's, I don't know. It just feels gross and wrong to me now. Like, there was a time when I was younger, I was like, hey, all right. But now I'm just like, I'm a grown man and I just want to read sports.
You were scared that a girl was going to see you get it.
No. I don't care. I had a subscription to Playboy for years and years and I didn't care about, you know, who saw that.
As soon as you asked that question, Lance, David exploded with flop sweat.
Yes, I just completely, I didn't know if you heard me go, but I did, very silently. No, it's just, it's, it's misrepresentative of what I like about Sports Illustrated. Like, I do. I love sports. And Sports Illustrated is a fantastic magazine, in one man's opinion. But the swimsuit issue, I don't need it. And it's just silly that they have it.
Speaking of magazines like that, like Lad Mags, as they're called. Has anyone actually read a Maxim?
In turn of the century London, I believe they called them Lad Mags.
Well, has anyone actually read, Lance, have you ever read a Maxim?
No, never.
If you actually sit down and read a Maxim magazine, because they're International Tomato, where we both work, they're frequently in the men's room.
Yes.
And that thing is, wow, that's bad.
It's awful.
That is bad. It's like top five ways to get exploded. And the one is just like, tanks, these are cool. And it was like, bombs. It's like, here's a lady with a, you know, topless holding some bombs over her boobs. You know, like that's how it is.
Every article really is like, if I was 14, what would be awesome? It's like, how to get drunk at work. And then like, how to trick a lady into showing you her top or whatever. It's like, this is awful, but I'm listening.
I like it. So, hey, Lance.
Yeah. Sir.
You're an improviser around town.
Sure.
What do you tell the people a little about yourself?
I am in the Troupe Midnight Society.
That's improvised.
Improvised comedy.
But it's you improvise episodes of Are You Afraid of the Dark, right?
No, not at all.
Oh,
you're supposed to guess and Lance.
Yeah. Well, this is an improv. This is real life, and this is a sore subject for me. I was tricked into that name.
Oh, really?
Did you not know?
I insisted no pop culture references.
Uh huh.
And they were like, no. There's no pop culture reference in Midnight Society. I didn't watch that show because I'm a little older than that crowd.
Right, right.
Easy. So later I found out that it's a reference to Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I had no idea, to be honest with you. This is the first time hearing that.
Were you mad?
Oh, I was a little mad, yeah. But not that mad because I was, you know, already used to the name. You hate your name after a while anyway, no matter what.
Yeah, well, I guess we could talk about it. We're in the sketch comedy group called Stag Comedy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it was originally called Stag, and it's a name we inherited. And, you know, we're not going to change it now, but, like, there's that clothing store on South Congress called Stag.
Right.
Stag already has a, you know, like, dudes only.
Yeah.
It's sort of implied by it.
There's, like, a weird, like, online dating show. It's like, hey, Stag. There's a lot of stuff called Stag.
And so I have a Google alert on Mascot Wedding. So if you tweet about us, I will hunt you down. But also, I have one on Stag Comedy, or Stag, Stag Comedy, and there's like Stag Comedy Nights, and it's like nights where it's right. Like, you know, just a bunch of dudes playing really blue. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Women, right? They ain't nothing but
So let's go in the Wayback Machine, how long have you been in part of Midnight Society?
About 3 years, but I guess we're getting on the fourth year.
Oh, congratulations. That's the candy anniversary, I believe.
There were like 28 people in your group or something like that.
No, there's now 7.
Oh, what happened?
Maybe 8. I have to count them out.
What happened to the other 21?
We recently lost a couple of members. But
the war?
Yeah.
How did they pass?
Let's not get into the
anyway, I'm
the
sorry.
Sordid history of my society.
Let's go back to my actual question. And also, that's awesome that you've been doing it for 4 years now. If you had your druthers, let's name the group again. What would you name it?
What would I name Midnight Society if we're going to... Oh, man. I have no idea. You know what? I never want to name another troupe.
Okay.
Like, now when I'm on side projects and stuff, I'm just like, just whatever is quick and doesn't sound stupid. Like, if it sounds like a band name, great. As long as it doesn't sound dumb, I'm happy because I hate naming.
Okay.
I really hate naming the troupe. You guys can do it, and I'll take the name. And we'll change the name.
All right.
See, that's the thing, but if you changed it now, Midnight Society, you like lose all the, you know, cachet you've built up.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's the same with the sketch stuff. It's like, it kind of, I don't know, it sounds clunky to me because we call our sketch Midnight Society Presents.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds clunky, but at the same time, we've been doing it, you know, for so long.
Yeah.
You know.
Got to keep going with it.
Exactly. Keep the name alive.
Can't go around it. Got to go through it.
That's right. See it through.
Right. Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Yeah, it sure does.
It's like a cake.
Oh, how's it like a cake?
Can't go around it. Got to go through it.
I like your philosophy. Hey, and guys, that bib that you're wearing that says that.
Hey, guys, let's go get some cake.
Yeah.
Hey, well, we're eating some delicious chocolate cake. Leah Manners, what's your favorite way to pledge for Membership Drive? Which it is right now, 472-5667.
I like to pledge by phone or by mail usually.
Great answer. I like doing the sustainer pledge because the sustainer pledge is $120. And you might say, hey, I'm Miss Manners. I'm super tight fist with my money. No way am I giving you $120 at once. You don't have to, succotash, because we can take it out of your credit card in 12 monthly installments. That's right. Of only $10 a month. That's lower than anything you have to pay. $10 a month, that's cheaper than the Netflix deal with two discs.
Yeah, that's right.
It's your lowest monthly bill by far. Plus, you get to support Co-op Radio for an entire year. Plus, you get like the Co-op t-shirt, you get the Co-op sunshade, so your car with leather seats doesn't burn you through your jeans every time, or jorts, whatever, or jeggings. I'm not judging. And you're also entered into a drawing for a pair of South by Southwest Platinum badges.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
That's right. So you can do, cocaine with the kills or whatever.
Yay! Backstage,
yeah, which I'm sure all of our listeners. I got to get off that joke today.
And off the cocaine.
I'm using that a lot. Well, that's what happens. And you get a co-op benefit. You get so much. And our phone answerers who are standing by, they're doing nothing right there. Let's see what they're doing right now.
One is openly weeping.
One's openly crying. The other, it appears to be playing, is that Pokemon? Is that Yu-Gi-Oh? I can't tell.
Yes, he is. Ugh.
So great reasons to call in right now at 472-5667.
One guy's actually, they're playing Settlers of Catan. I'm sorry. That's
wow.
Yeah.
Good for them.
To support this great programming and these really funny guys. I mean, seriously, you guys are so funny.
Tell us more.
So funny. I want to rub it all over. So funny looking. You know what? Yeah, you can't beat Sunday. And you could try, and you can try, but you never will, because guess what? Saturday is terrible.
I like this.
It's going to stay on Saturday where it belongs. You guys are relegated. Have you ever heard the phrase, month of Sundays? You know why? Because Sunday is way better than Saturday.
Wait a second. A month of Sundays, isn't that when something is insufferable? And it's like, God, it's like a month of Sundays in here.
No, it's actually like a month of rest. It's like a vacation.
Okay, so you're just, your worries. So you just fall asleep when you listen to your radio show. Is that what you're saying?
Like, actually, you get cradled in the arms of the programmers on Sunday.
You put on your nightcap.
And they lull you gently.
You put a little candle on top
of
a little
nice
tiny
Sunday
plate.
Nap.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to compare how much money Saturday makes, and then we're going to compare how much money Sunday makes. And we'll disqualify all the people to pledge who have criminal records.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see who comes on top. I'm betting Saturday, landslide.
Yeah.
Look, what?
Yeah. And misdemeanors count.
That seems... I don't understand why you would disqualify people with criminal records. Because their money is just as green. Their money goes to support the same community radio station.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that is, felonist.
I know. What else is green? The stuff in their pipes.
Exactly.
I'm making this motion right here.
472-5667. That's 512-472-KOOP. If you're out of the area, it's 888-917-5667. You better not call that number and save your dialing fingers for tomorrow. Because tomorrow...
No.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
Much better.
Hey, folks,
and don't
in.
Visit KOOP.
We've been sabotaged, folks. You need to call in.
Lance,
and
Lance is outraged.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Look,
can't
Lance,
do that.
Go back to the dark where you belong in the midnight.
Tell you
society.
What, I was going to take a break, but you just want to power through? We only got...
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, yeah. Please, can someone else call in? I got a really good Johnny Ellie tweet I want to read.
Yeah, and we don't need Danielle Plainview over here putting her pipe in there and drinking our milkshake.
I don't... Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I
you
watched
what?
The cinema.
There will be blood. It's going to be on Saturday.
All
and
right,
Sunday's
enough.
Hands are going to be clean.
Okay, she just threatened me. She just threatened me on the air. I don't know if you heard this. It started off fun, like a roast, like she was Lisa Lampanelli, her favorite comedian.
The Queen of Mean.
Is that her name?
Yes.
She's the Queen of
she's
Mean.
She's the Queen of Mean. Oh, good heavens. We have fun here.
Well, let's see it happen. Let's see you guys win.
We got to call her right now.
Boy, would it be funny if you won. I would be laughing all the way to
the bank to get the $25 out.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
My mattress, because that's where I keep my money.
Well, now we know that.
Damn it.
You'd be laughing all the way to where they sell hair on the black market.
You mean buy hair?
Nope.
No,
that's what you do.
Yeah.
Sorry, sure. Blowing the lid off of it. Leah's a black market hair salesman.
That's how she stays in all those fineries that she has.
Yes.
512-472-5667, 888-917-KOOP. Don't call.
Yes. Oh, don't say that. You're mean. You're very mean.
You know are. What? I am. But that's why Sunday's better. We're cutthroat.
You're the Duchess
we're not
of
afraid.
Me. Hey, did you?
Saturday's better.
Not afraid of competition.
Why don't you go call the tower? Why don't you just do it?
Oh,
do
it's
that.
Done.
Oh, okay. We'll
okay, nice.
Anyway, so Lance, we deviated from the point here. Midnight Society. Or actually... do you have any dates coming up? What are you doing these days?
Dates,
right now, I have tonight at 10 o'clock. Actually, every Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Coal Town Theater, Midnight Society plays with the Frank Mills.
Oh, okay. And that is Dave Buckman.
Dave Buckman.
And Rachel Madorsky.
Rachel Madorsky. Yes. And, yeah.
And others.
And Bob McNichol, Erica May.
Yeah.
We said others.
Sean Bacher.
We covered it by saying others.
These guys are the best, though.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic show. Every
when
night
you say these guys are the best, you're pointing at yourself.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know who I mean.
That me. You're killing it.
So that's at Coal Town tonight at 10?
At 10.
Every Saturday night at 10?
Every Saturday
okay.
at 10.
And for more information, they could go to coaltowntheater.com.org?
Dot,
what is that?
Dot org.
It's
no, dot, it's dot com. It's dot com. Okay. Midnight Society is dot org.
Yeah.
Coaltown is dot com.
That's right. If you go to midnightsociety.com, what is that?
Probably one of the like 18 rap bands that that call themselves Midnight Society.
Oh, okay.
Another reason that I kind of regret the name.
I know that there's a popular webcomic, Penny Arcade.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's like penny-arcade.com or something, because pennyarcadeoneword.com is some sort of ladies like pay-per-view like burlesque, you know, cheap porn site or something.
Hey, all right.
Like, welcome to Penny's Arcade. Like, it's as if it's made Dreamweaver or something like that. Or if it's a GeoCity site. Hey, Leah, can you go grab that pledge form real quick so we can thank one more person and get the hell out of here?
Like, I'm here to do your bidding.
You are.
Damn it.
When you phrase it like that, then yes.
Get out of here, slave.
Oh, but in the meantime, hey, Lance, thanks for coming on the show.
Yes,
oh,
thank you.
Guys. Thanks for having me.
We'll have you back when it's not super crazy cuckoo bananas with Membership Drive.
Okay. And, I'll bring my hat.
Yeah, bring your hat this next time.
Yeah.
Your world famous hat.
Exactly. Lance the hat, everybody. But no, seriously, thank you so much for doing this.
And folks, if you didn't pledge during our show, make sure you pledge during the clear spot with Lisa.
Elizabeth?
Linda, of course, the clear spot.
Yes.
Coming up next. Oh, I lost that thing.
Get it back. Get it back while we do this. Do you want to read it? I'll read it. Do you want to read it? I'll read it.
Well, who do we have to? Who do we have to thank?
Yeah, no, you go ahead. Come on, hurry up.
I guess we have to thank him. It's Andrew Rosas.
What?
Friend of the show, Andrew Rosas, also a member of Stag Comedy.
Yes.
Andrew's comments. I mean, I think David, you better read these comments.
Oh sure.
Can I read them? Honestly, a little disappointed.
Andrew says, Mac and David are good friends, and I want them to take Leah down.
Yes.
That's pretty insulting and misogynist.
Holy!
Hey, Leah, do not think for one second that I will hesitate to take you to the floor.
If I may just interrupt you for one second, please. Andrew is a member of co-op at the sustainer level.
Oh! Hey. We applaud. We applaud for sustainers. And Andrew, here's your Johnny Ellie tweet that you so richly deserve. You ready? There is a poem that the very, very favorite of mine by Sappho. It's two words, love drips. That pretty much says a lot. Also one more?
Yes.
What makes babies? Where do they come from? From kissing. That's what makes babies.
What?
Miss Manners, everybody.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yes.
David, I got something here. Is that all right?
Oh, of course. Go for it.
Okay. Stay tuned for the clear spot. Thanks very much. Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, Austin. Right.